We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Banks it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Oh, stop it! Stop it! Did not do it like that!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh my goodness! Did you not get the memo?
Mully at Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to our friend KC Johnson, especially when the Bulls are winning. They didn't win last night, KC, but what a joy to get a chance to catch up with you. And KC joins us on The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sportsbook. Hey, KC.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
You know, I guess I was expecting more from Marco Simonovic. No, that's not where we start. That's an attrition of schedule game, isn't it? I mean, don't you look at that, the second of a back-to-back and all the injury? It just seemed like there was no energy at all, and the Pacers, you know, played a good game and the Bulls weren't ready.
Well, several things on that. Because what you say is true, Mully, but what I like is that both Billy Donovan and Zach LaVine refused to let to use that as an excuse, and that's the standard to which the Bulls should hold themselves. If you want to be a great team, if you want to be, you know, where they want to be, you gotta somehow find the energy and muster it up on nights like last night. Now, yes, it was a tough scheduled game. Yes, the loss of Caruso on top of Vucevic being out hurt. But look, the Bulls just won three games against teams in the exact situation the Bulls were in last night. They beat the Clippers, Nuggets, and Knicks when those teams were finishing a back-to-back on a night the Bulls rested the night before. So, you know, I didn't hear anybody complaining about the schedule then. So, you know, that's the thing. There are tough schedule games in the NBA, and what Billy Donovan talked about is that should not preclude us from playing to the standard to which we want to play. And that's, to me, absolutely the right messaging after a stinker last night. And then the last thing I'll say is, you know, I said before the game, that's just a bad matchup. I mean, especially without Vucevic. I mean, the Pacers' front line is no joke. That's got, you know, Miles Turner and Domantas Sabonis are very physical, skilled players. So even at full strength, I think that's going to be a tough matchup for the Bulls the other three times those teams play.
KC, on the 3-2 road trip out west, what did the Bulls prove to you, or what was the biggest takeaway from those five games they played without Vooch?
You know, we've paid so much attention to the small ball, and it's funny because, you know, I'm saying the big picture piece about the 3-2 trip on a night where small ball had no chance against the Pacers, but, you know, just the stylistically, the way they played those games with Caruso and Ball, you know, guarding the players of the caliber that they did, to the success that they did, along with Derrick Jones Jr., you know, taking those backup 5 minutes and really making a contribution. That would probably be one of the biggest takeaways I had, because it just seems like it's a style of play that is relentless and, you know, can keep coming at you, at least in the regular season. I've said all along, I think the Bulls are going to have a very good regular season. You know, assuming they get to the playoffs and they're healthy, I think they can be a tough out. But I just always personally, as a traditionalist, I like size. And the Bulls just don't have a lot of it. I mean, Tony Bradley has played pretty well in Vooch's absence, and he is a solid, you know, reserve center. And obviously getting Vooch back will be huge for this team. But I still just don't see enough size up and down the roster. I mean, they have a big backcourt. I mean, Ball and Caruso are proving that because of how physical they are and how big they can be, you know, guarding in small doses certain matchups. But I don't know, man. We'll see how it plays out. But that was the biggest takeaway for me, just how they were able to utilize small ball to the success that they did.
You know, I thought that was a really interesting trip because obviously there was a lot of attention nationally given to DeMar DeRozan, his return to L.A. And talking about his dad. It was, you know, it was obviously picked up all over the place, and everybody is sort of giving him more of a look somehow. I mean, is he one of the more underrated players that we've seen in the NBA? How is it that he's flown under the radar? Is it Toronto and team game in San Antonio? What do you think is the reason that he hasn't kind of received that sort of attention up till now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's been, look, he's a four-time All-Star, four-time All-NBA player. I mean, when he was, you know, in those prime years with the Raptors, he and Kyle Lowry were you know, maybe not nationally had the same pop as some players, but, you know, everyone around the league knew how good he was. And
right.
I do think the years in San Antonio might have muted that a little bit, but he still played at a very high level. And, you know, his game changed a little bit stylistically there because Popovich, you know, utilized him in a role where he was playmaking a little bit more. And so his efficiency grew. His scoring went down a bit, but his efficiency grew. I agree with you. You know, that trip home to L.A. was, you know, he put up huge numbers in both games, and it was a nice storyline. And so I just think nationally the Bulls are kind of being celebrated just because they've been so far in the wasteland in recent seasons. So it's kind of a nice confluence of events. But look, he's playing at MVP level, but those years in Toronto, I mean, he and Kyle Lowry were you know, pretty well known. And I've talked to DeMar about this. I mean, that's a unique fan base in Toronto just because you're not only, you know, the face of a franchise, but in some ways you're the face of a country's love for basketball because it's the lone, you know, professional team now that the Grizzlies have been long gone. So, you know, up in Toronto, he's always going to be beloved. And, yeah, he's certainly played at a level that's commanding national attention here this year.
Casey, Coby White back in the starting lineup last night because Caruso was out. He was off the bench on Sunday, more effective. Last night just shot 2 of 10. How do you see him evolving in terms of a role, and where is his game at right now after the long layoff?
You know, guys, what I noticed last night is a lot of his shots are short, and I don't know if that's a matter of, you know, just getting his legs under him and game conditioning or what, but he had a lot of looks last night where when it came off his hand, those are shots you're used to seeing him make, and they were all front rim. He had a couple floaters where he got into the lane and he left them short. There's one he actually kind of clapped his hands in frustration afterwards. So disappointing last night because I thought he had built really nice momentum in the Knicks victory, hit those big three threes in the fourth. And Billy acknowledged post-game that, you know, the big reason why he started him was just to kind of give him a chance to build on that and establish some confidence, you know, because obviously Javonte Green had started at four before Caruso had moved into the lineup. So I was a little mildly surprised he didn't go to Javonte and keep Coby in that off-the-bench role. But Billy did it specifically to get him going and get him some confidence. And unfortunately, Kobe didn't take advantage of it. I personally, you know, see the importance of his role because what Billy does, as you guys know, is he staggers one of Levine or DeRozan with that second unit. If Kobe gets going with that second unit, this offense has a ton of potential to grow. And obviously, Kobe has proven that he can heat up in a hurry. He's done it many times in the past. But to this point, he's really only had the one game, the Knicks game. And, you know, expectations were probably pretty low for a reason because he hadn't played live basketball in so long, and also he hadn't played with really any of these guys but Zach LaVine. previously, so it's going to take a little bit. But just in terms of shot making, you'd like to see him get a little bit more consistent because that's kind of the role that the Bulls need him to play.
Well, you know, and I hate to say this, but if they're going to trade for a big, he would probably be the most likely trade candidate. So he needs to get better so that he has a better market value. Is that a horrible way of looking at it?
No, and I get that a lot. I get that question a lot. Yeah. I get that sentiment a lot. You know, I don't have a – I've never really gotten a sense privately how management feels about Kobe. I can tell you that Billy Donovan loves him and, you know, publicly has always touted his ability to handle in-game adversity and to not point fingers anywhere but inward and want to improve and want to work. And look, I get it, man. People say, oh, the Bulls need another big, the Bulls need another big. You know, I also think they need bench scoring. And he, right, to me, is their most accomplished bench scorer. So I've all along thought there's a role for Kobe on this team. But I'm not the GM. I'm just a B writer and observer. So we'll see how it plays out. But to your point, Molly, if they do want to get a big, yes, he's certainly probably their most attractive trade asset in theory. But I personally think that his role here is an important one, particularly if he starts playing at a high level.
KC, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, KC.
All right, guys. Good talking to you. Take it easy.
You too. Yep.
That is KC Johnson, NBC Sports Chicago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.